Let's bring in our political strategist to assess where we are in the 2020 presidential race. Joe Biden won big in Super Tuesday voting, and Mike Bloomberg has dropped out and is endorsing him. Bill Press is a Democrat, joins us now. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Jeremy.
And Alice Stewart, Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy. Happy Super Wednesday.
I'm calling it Winnowing Wednesday because the field is winnowing.
Yes.
Joe Biden won in a lot of places that he didn't even advertise or campaign in or have any campaign infrastructure. He won Minnesota, which Sanders won 4 years ago. He won Texas. Nobody saw this coming a week ago. Here's Biden reacting last night.
Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead. And then came South Carolina, and they had something to say about it.
Bill, what happened, and is this a fundamentally different race now?
Oh, absolutely fundamentally different. I got to tell you, I've been around politics a long time. I've never seen anything like this phenomenal turnaround in the Democratic primary. I don't think any of us have. As you pointed out, Jeremy, Joe Biden won 10 states out of 14. He went 33 years without winning one single state or primary, and in 4 days he's won 11 states.
Right.
You know, it's incredible. And he won where he didn't campaign, didn't spend any money, and didn't even have a campaign office. And I think what happened, I think it was a double thing. I think it was fear of Bernie on the part of a lot of Democrats, and I think it was fear of Trump on the part of a lot of Democrats who said, we got to get out there and vote, and we got to get out there and vote for the person that we think is the best chance of beating, has the best chance of beating Donald Trump. But I think one other key thing happened, very significant, the endorsements of Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg in particular. I think you can credit Amy Klobuchar with Minnesota, and you can credit maybe Beto with Texas, and Pete Buttigieg wherever else that Joe Biden did well. They made a big difference, and people were coalescing behind him, and now Bloomberg's out. So it gets down to, I think, what both of them want. Biden and Bernie Sanders want a real honest debate about which direction the Democratic Party ought to go in and which direction the country should go.
Go ahead, Alice.
I will say I agree with Bill on all points. I'll add a few things. It's incredible, the turnaround. You had Joe Biden on life support just a few days ago. Now he's the comeback kid and makes Bill Clinton look like he's still in the dugout. It's amazing. But to further on some of Bill's points, I look at three coalitions that helped Biden do so tremendous yesterday, starting with the Jim Clyburn endorsement in South Carolina. That really helped him in South Carolina, which gave him momentum, and it also got the African-American vote on board. The Obama coalition, you cannot deny that that was helpful with the party establishment and helping to coalesce, as Bill said, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, and Beto, and really coalescing the party, and now Bloomberg as well. And also, there is the Sanders freakout coalition, when people realized that his socialist policies could potentially be at the top of the ticket, that got people off the couch and in the voting booth for Biden.
Let me push you on that, Bill, because you said that too, fear of Sanders. Is that fear on the part of Democrats of Sanders as president, or fear that Sanders wouldn't beat Trump?
I think it's the latter. I think it's they might agree with his policies and like to see them, but think that he might go too far too fast, and also give Trump a big, fat, easy target of running against a socialist. And I think if we look at turnout, most of the turnout was among late deciders. Even in California, the early vote was down because people were waiting to see what would happen in South Carolina. So I think that was the Democrats have done now, for the most part, what the Republicans failed to do in 2016. Those who were weaker recognized it, accepted reality. They got out and they endorsed the person they thought was the strongest one to lead the party. I have to say, if Republicans had done that in 2016, we would not have gotten Donald Trump.
Sanders did win California, though not by as much as expected. Here he is last night, already going on the attack against Biden.
One of us in this race led the opposition to the war in Iraq. You're looking at him. Another candidate voted for the war in Iraq.
Alice, what does Sanders do now? And when you hear those boos, does that make you happy?
look, clearly that message is one that he can use. It's a valid argument for him to go after Biden for his vote on the Iraq war. But if you peel back the layers and you really take a look at it, that was a completely different time. We were of the mindset, the post-9/11, where we did believe there were weapons of mass destruction. We did believe there was connection to 9/11. And there were many Democrats in the Senate at the time that voted for that. Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, amongst many others. But it is a valid attack. But Joe Biden has recognized that that was a bad vote. He has come around and realized that that's not what he should have done. But that clearly is an attack that Sanders will use against Biden, because the reality is that's really all he has, because the way that the party has coalesced behind Biden on a lot of the policy issues, he doesn't have much else room to go.
Well, Bill, what do you think happens now with Sanders? He's not going anywhere. This could be a long, drawn-out fight. And he does have a lot of support from people, you know, not just young people, but also a lot of people who feel that this economy is not working for them. It's not fair to them, and it needs to be totally overhauled.
Well, first of all, I think that's a very important point to make, is that the disaffected people, who a lot of whom voted for Donald Trump, who voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016 in the primary, are still there. And there are a lot of Americans who do feel that the establishment politicians of both parties have let them down, and we need something totally different. And the Republicans got that with Donald Trump, and a lot of Democrats are saying, it's now we got to go with somebody new. Look at Bernie Sanders. But I think, in response, direct response to your question, what happens now is bring it on. I think it's a good, clean debate that we're going to have from now to the convention between Joe Biden, with a more pragmatic, sensitive, saner approach, if you will, and Bernie Sanders, a bolder, more progressive approach. And Democratic Party will decide whether they're going to take a fling on, you know, a brand new bold politics, or stick to a more establishment.
You know, there's
candidate.
Still Elizabeth Warren in the race, who came in third in her home state of Massachusetts last night. But here she was in Detroit. Listen to this.
I'm in this race because I believe I will make the best president of the United States.
Bill, there are some who think that the party wants her, the party in quotes, wants her to stay in the race to be a Bernie spoiler.
I don't know that to be true, but I do know that I think the Joe Biden people want her to stay in, because if she's taking votes from anybody, she's taking votes from Bernie Sanders. And I know Elizabeth Warren believes that, but she came in third in her home state, and Joe Biden won Massachusetts without spending one dime or one day in Massachusetts. I think that says a lot.
I've never been a big fan of Elizabeth Warren and her plans, but I am now. I think she should continue to stay in this for the long haul, talk about her plans, flesh them out on the campaign trail until we get to Milwaukee. Stay in there. Go, Elizabeth.
Okay. Actually, speaking of Republicans getting involved in the Democratic race, Alice, are Republicans now going to go after Biden in Congress and do more investigations of Burisma and Hunter Biden, a la Hillary Clinton and Benghazi?
100%. Yes, that will continue. And it won't just be people on the Hill. This will be outside groups. There will be super PACs. There will be campaign operatives. There will be whisper campaigns. There will be outright campaigns, ad campaigns, specifically on issues of vulnerability for Joe Biden. And that is not unusual. The benefit of having a long history in politics is you have a long history of relationships and coalitions in politics. The downfall is you have a long history of records and questionable votes and relationships that you have built that might be questionable. And all of those are fair game, open for attack. And the same goes where on the Democratic side, the same kind of operatives will be once again dumpster diving in Donald Trump's trash and throwing what against the wall, whatever they think will stick.
Let me just say, Jeremy, I'm sure the Republicans will try to do whatever they can to embarrass or whatever to Joe Biden. But lots of luck. I think they'll be as successful as the Benghazi hearings were, because they'll be so obviously purely political. And I'd add one other thing. These guys are up for re-election this year. And I think that's going to be their primary focus. And if they spend all their time on political attacks against Joe Biden, I think it could come back to bite them in the ass, and they'll stay away from it.
Well, and Alice, isn't a bigger problem right now for President Trump what's going on with coronavirus, and not just questions about his administration's leadership and preparedness for this, but also what's happening to the economy? Conventions are being shut down left and right. Nobody's traveling like they used to. People are – I mean, are you worried about that for the election?
I don't see it as a problem as much as a serious concern. And I do think the administration has done a complete 180 in getting ahead of this now. It's really wise. They have a Mike Pence in charge of this, meeting with scientists and doctors today, meeting with airline industry officials, those in the nursing home industry, also with pharmaceutical companies. It is imperative to bring the scientists, the doctors, and these industry leaders and have a whole government approach to how to attack this. That's what the administration is doing. And I think the more they can communicate what is being done, the more they will help alleviate fears by not just Americans, but those that have an influence on the markets.
And Jeremy, every Donald Trump tweet this morning was about Mike Bloomberg, mini Mike, not about the coronavirus. He ought to stop that, do his job.
Bill Press, the Democrat, Alice Stewart, the Republican, thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, thanks, Jeremy.